Farmageddon, that's what they're calling the opening game of the US college football season. The Kansas State Wildcats face the Iowa State Cyclones. Now, this is one of the biggest events in the US calendar, and it takes place in Dublin this weekend. 22,000 fans have travelled from America, and our reporter Sean McGoey has been talking to some of them.
Dale Hover from Ames, Iowa.
And what brings you to Ireland?
The Aer Lingus game on Saturday, Iowa State and Kansas State.
And when did you get in?
This morning, so we're jet lagged.
And what do you plan to see in Ireland? How have you found it so far?
Oh, it's been fun. We've just went to the castle today and Trinity College and some parks and pubs and music and then after the game we're gonna go to the West Coast, Galway and Killarney and tour the countryside.
And what is your impression of Ireland so far?
We love Ireland. We've only seen Dublin. We just got here this morning. So we've been walking around and love the old and the new and the Jameson. Ease to get around. Yeah, we were at the Jameson's just now. And so we're going to Guinness tonight. So hitting all the hot spots.
Came to Ireland on Monday and went down through Galway, Killarney, Cork. It's been beautiful.
Yes.
It's been great.
And how have you found the Irish people?
Oh, very friendly, very nice.
Very helpful.
Had you been before?
I have actually been to Northern Ireland a couple times.
His family immigrated from Northern Ireland in the mid-1800s.
And compared to back home, is Ireland more expensive or the same? Or?
You know, it seems to be about the same.
And those folks from America, those tourists, they were talking to our reporter Sean McGoey. Conor Brophy is host of the Irish NFL Show podcast. He's with us in studio. Conor, this is the curtain raiser for the entire college football season. Why is it taking place here?
Yeah, there's a long history to this, actually, Rachel, as people may or may not know. It goes right back to the 1980s, to the first college football game, which took place here back in 1988. And, you know, there's been a baton that's been passed over the years, and a lot of people would pay huge tribute to Martin and Carmel Nocton. People might know Martin Nocton of Glendimplex fame. Irish-American links, which have been forged by the business community and by politicians on both sides over the years, have kind of flourished into this now week zero spectacle, as they call it, in the US, where, as you say, the very first game of the college football season takes place in Dublin. I mean, I saw an article in the New York Times 2 days ago saying, why is Farmageddon taking place in Dublin, and explaining it to the American public, who are only kind of starting to cotton on at this stage to the fact that this is a big deal and it's taking place in Ireland. And as you say, it's attracting 20 plus thousand American visitors for one event, 1 week every year, with a significant impact on the Irish economy along with it.
Yeah, can you give us a sense of just how big college football is in the US?
It's huge, and college football fans, as anyone from here who rocks up to the game and goes, you know, to observe and to imbibe some of the fun, will find they're nuts. Like, they really invest in this. It's probably as close as American sport gets to what we would associate with the GAA, where people are really invested.
They start painting sheep and everything, do they?
Oh, and all the rest of it, yeah. There'll be a lot of colour if anybody goes along to any of the pre-game events that are happening today and have been happening through the week. And, will, you know, tomorrow there'll be tailgating, as they call it, where people will eat and drink and sing their songs, and they'll have the marching bands and all in preparation for the game. But, you know, upwards of 4 to 5 million people will watch this game on TV. They're very, very invested in it. Both of these teams, you know, they're Midwest teams, agricultural states, hence Farmageddon. They're big rivals. They hate each other. They played each other a lot of times, and they're very competitive in the conference that they're in, where one team, Iowa State, was on the cusp of going to the college football playoffs last year to be in the shakeup to win the national championship, and they just fell at the final hurdle. They're looking to go one better. Kansas State, on the other hand, would very much like to take them down a peg.
What's interesting is that we wouldn't usually expect too many visitors from either Kansas or Iowa. I mean, they're not exactly Irish strongholds.
And that's been the sneaky success of the game over the couple of years that it's been taking place, or that it's really hit this level of intensity, where last year we saw 27,000 people from Florida and Georgia coming. That was a big statement to make, because we'd seen Notre Dame the year before, massive Irish-American links. You would have expected them to bring a huge crowd, and they did. But we're now now seeing states from outside the traditional penetration of the Irish diaspora bringing huge numbers of people to come here. It's become an event in and of itself with a lot of American eyeballs across the states focused on it. I talk to American football fans all the time who say they can't wait for their college's turn to come up so they can get a chance to make the trip. A lot of people getting passports for the first time to travel from Kansas and Iowa for their first ever trip outside of the continental US to come and see this game.
That's fantastic. And I was looking at something earlier and I noticed that, I mean, there are quite a few big political names from those states coming to Ireland for a few days as well. It really does bring in
it
the
does.
Crowd.
And the off-piste side of it, you have, for instance, taking place today, the Ireland-US CEO lunch, which is happening in the Mansion House. I think it happens every Friday before the game, and it brings a lot of movers and shakers, as you say, political decision makers, but also helps forge business links from both states. If you talk to people from Enterprise Ireland, the IDA or the Department of Enterprise, they'll tell you that a lot of business gets done on the fringes, and it allows access to businesses and to decision makers from parts of the US that we don't necessarily have the same soft links that we do to some of the more traditional Irish American strongholds. So it's very much worth its weight in gold in terms of the return on investment. I know people in those circles very much value it as a conduit of soft power.
Conor, thank you very much. I hope you enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Rachel.